Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, we're still on the topic, Message to True Believers. This is based on a prophetic word the Lord gave me, and we're currently talking about the part where He says, if you want to be able to hear His voice, He said, you have said, take over my life and do as you will. This is only accomplished as you are able to shut out all interference and to hear my voice without equivocation. We've already been through, and there's four steps that the Lord gave me. The first one was submission or surrender. And the last time we were talking about number two, which is reception or welcoming the Spirit. And as I said, a lot of people stop with that step of submitting. They submit, but their will is still bucking up. It's like the story that was told about the little boy that kept acting up. So his teacher made him sit in the corner, and he looked at her and said, I may be sitting, but in my mind, I'm standing up. And you see, that's not going to work with when we submit to the Spirit. It has to be from our heart that we surrender, but then we also receive Him and we welcome Him. You know how the Bible talks about God loves a cheerful giver? Well, that means that it's coming out of your own heart. Well, He also not only desires but demands a cheerful receiver. Now, what do I mean by demand? That if we are going to receive the promise, He won't make you receive anything. But if you are to receive the promise and have the power, remember we're talking about last days ministry here and being able to survive, not only survive, but be able to be ambassadors for Christ during this time. We were reading in John 20, verses 21 through 22. Again, we're still talking about receiving and welcoming the Spirit, where Jesus said, peace to you, as the Father sent me, I also send you. And when He had said this, He breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. Oh, God wants to be able to do great things through you, but you have to receive what He is doing. And then Ephesians 4:30 says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. How do you grieve the Holy Spirit? By being disobedient. Or if you do what you think you know you're supposed to do, yet in your heart you resent it. Now, don't mix this up with the fact of feeling like, well, if your flesh is screaming out against it or whatever, then God doesn't respect your giving. There's a difference in your flesh coming against you and making it difficult for you to obey, and your own mind thinking, I wish I didn't have to do this. I don't want to do this, and resenting what God is doing. Oh, yes, I'll let Him do this, but I still resent it. No. There's no victory in that, and there's no power in that. We submit, and then we welcome. We don't grieve the Holy Spirit by being disobedient. We don't grieve the Holy Spirit by being resentful. We receive what God has as the gift that it is. Well, let's read on with this prophetic word. So, crucial to being that vessel that's ready to receive God, to be able to listen beyond the distraction, submission or surrender, reception or welcome. And now the third step is accommodation. Now what does that mean? That we realign, we allow the Lord through the Holy Spirit to realign everything in our life to the Spirit. We've submitted or surrendered, we have received and welcomed, but then now we let Him rearrange our stuff and our motivation. Our agenda becomes His agenda. Oh yeah, your flesh and your mind will still be trying to assert itself, but your heart, your desire is for what He wants. Let's look at Acts 17:29, and then we'll go to one of my favorite scriptures that I use very much. Acts 17, let's begin with verse 27. His purpose in all this is that they should seek after God, how God has reached out to people. His purpose in all of this is that they should seek after God and perhaps feel their way toward Him and find Him, though He is not far from any one of us. God has spoken in so many ways. He speaks in creation. He speaks in the things that we see. Just to get our attention long enough that we listen and that we receive Him. He says, it has seemed to be an arduous task many times of trying to find God. He says, but he's not far. You know what the hard thing is? And I'll talk about this more as we get to it, is to overcome that bucking up in your own spirit. God wants to be found. He is not hiding. But your flesh, your own agenda, wants to continue to assert itself. And when you do that, you can't find God because you are closing him out. We're not going to do that. It says, for in him, there's verse 28, for in him we live and move and are. As one of your own poets says it, we are the sons of God. That's the Living Bible. But another version says, in him we live and move and have our being. In him we live because Jesus Christ has made us be taken out of darkness into light, out of the death of separation from God into access into his presence once again. In him we live and we move. So now our motivation, the scripture that says if you live in the Spirit, or if you've been brought alive by the Spirit, then also walk in the Spirit. You know, a lot of people, oh, it sounds good that God will forgive me of my sins, take me out of darkness into light, but then we don't want to let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. Well, that's a recipe for failure. If we have been brought alive by the Spirit, then let's let that motivation of the Spirit be our motivation. Him we live and move. And the Living Bible that I read says we are. We have our being. Who we are now is because of him. And it's accomplished through him. And it's all about him. You know, I guess you could say this of any generation, but it seems like we've raised up a generation now of young folk that really don't know how to see things from any perspective except their own. And I tell you what, that's bad enough in your relationships, but if you only want to see what God has for you from your perspective, first of all, you'll never see it that way. And then you'll only see what your flesh wants you to see. Oh, I've got to give up this. I've got to give up that. Oh, this is too hard. No. But when you allow the Lord to show it to you by his Holy Spirit informing your renewed spirit, then there's great joy and excitement about what God wants to do through you. It says, we are the sons of God. Who are the ones? But as many as received him, to them gave he the power or the authority to become the sons of God. We receive, we welcome, and we accommodate to his will. Well, let's read on that. That was Acts 17, 27 through 29. Now, what is one of my favorite scriptures? Romans 12, 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you in view of the mercies of God. Now, this is in the Amplified, so it's a little wordy, but just listen with your spirit. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you in view of the mercies of God to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world or this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideas and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. As I've said to you recently, do you realize that unless you allow the Lord to reform you, it says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you don't allow that process, then what you are subject to is a result of your experience, your hurts, your disappointments. Oh yes, you may feel like you've got high moments in your life, but they don't last very long. And then there's the preconceived notions that you have, the genetic predispositions, the what we call generational curses. If you don't understand about that, the Lord gave me a wonderful lesson, and it's long, it's laborious, but it's because it's built one precept upon another to help you understand exactly what is what we call a generational curse. But to overcome those things, you can only overcome when your mind is renewed, that you step out of who you were and into who God created you to be. I'm going to say that again, that you step out of what the world has intended for you, what the world has as your future, and you step into the power, the might, the authority, the endless supply that God has for you through Jesus Christ by way of the Holy Spirit, living, moving, having His being in you, so that then you live and move and have your being by way of Him. Can't separate those things. So we accommodate, or we realign our motivation. Let's go back over it. Number one, we submit or surrender. Then we receive or welcome. And then we accommodate or realign our whole life. That's what being obedient to the Spirit is about. You listen to Him and you do what He has said. Do you need a realignment? You know, if a car needs an alignment, you can be holding the steering wheel what you think is straight, but you're going to one side or the other. I'm speaking this to you by way of the Spirit, because you're struggling and you feel like, well, Lord, I've done all I know to do, but you still seem to be ending up on one side or the other of where God has prepared for you. And I will say this to you by way of the Spirit. How does a car get out of alignment many times? You hit a pothole. And when you hit that, then it changes the direction, or again, the alignment of the wheel assembly. And now you can have the steering wheel straight, but you're not going straight. The Lord wants to realign you. You've hit a pothole, haven't you? You didn't see it coming. A lot of times you don't see a pothole because it's dark or raining. It wasn't there yesterday and now it's today. Maybe you've hit some of those in your life and you just can't quite seem to get yourself back together. Well, you can't, but He can. Are you willing? Oh, be willing today. Let's pray this prayer. Father, I thank You that no matter what potholes life has brought our way, You, by Your Spirit, will realign us, Lord, according to Your will, so that we can walk in the light as You are in the light. Father, we don't have to be subject to our past, trapped in our failings, trapped in our sin. But Lord, You will free us into newness of life and power through Your Spirit. I thank You that You've made this possible because You have rebuked and exiled the devourer from our life through Jesus Christ, in whose name and authority and under whose blood we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, do you keep running off the road? It's time for a spiritual alignment. Come to Him today. Oh, He'll do it. It won't even be painful. And the price? Free. And I'm praying for you.